here he is in his, my goodness, his pilot's uniform, not a Luftwaffe at all. No, it's John Love, fresh out of his landing here at the reenactment. John, how was it?
It's the hardest landing I've ever done, I think, and got away with. It was absolutely fantastic. The spooky part was landing back here 45 years later in the same sort of paddock and actually getting bogged almost the same spot.
Can you still see those wheel marks out there?
Very easily, no problem at all.
I noticed you doing some very, very steep bank turns and circles over the racetrack before. Were there any problems? Were you looking out specially for anything in particular?
Not really, no. It's just that aeroplane, the visibility over the nose doesn't exist. The only way you can really see, and the way they would have flown the old DC-2 is to look down the wing. And to look down the wing, you've got to be fairly steep.
You looked as if you first put your wheels on the ground, something like only about 100 feet or so from the rail that you first encounter when you come over the fence, so to speak. How far in would you have been, do you think, in real terms?
That would be about all. I had to pull up way down there, or start rather down there, because only 400 metres with a downwind component of some 15 knots. The wind couldn't have been worse. Actually, that's the hardest landing I've had to do, with a crosswind downwind landing in a very short paddock that was wet.
The wind has changed a little bit from this morning when you were telling me you were very worried that it was coming in from the southwest, but the crosswind, is that harder or worse than having to land downwind?
The crosswind makes it a little bit easier, but you run out of directional control, which I did then, and it very sort of much depended on the brakes, and because the ground was wet, the brakes weren't all that good.
And at last, here comes a little bit of sunshine. John, tell me, is this the first time the Silver City has carried a hostess?
No, not at all, actually. It was used by Zinc Corporation, or what they call Associated Airlines, had a hostess actually for 20 years.
In that rather small cabin. It's not a big cabin, is it?
Not in today's terms. For that sort of aeroplane, it was quite a reasonable sort of a cabin. It's actually designed to seat six. It was an executive version of the Lockheed 10, which is a 10-passenger one. This is six passengers.
And what sort of duties would the hostess have performed during those years?
Same as they do now. She's responsible for looking after the directors of BHP and Zinc Corporation and their passengers.
Well, your hostess, Maxine Godley, I haven't caught sight of her myself yet. What sort of duties did she perform today?
She just kept the passengers calm. They were getting a little bit agitated towards the end, I think.
Well, no, really. I'm not surprised altogether with some of the, I can't call them aerobatics, she'll hit me on the head if I say aerobatics, but some of the tighter manoeuvres that you were performing there. And was there a bit of distress?
No, not really, no. Just teasing them, I think, if they're listening. No, they're all very good.
Where is our hostess, by the way? Is she around, close by? Still over there. I noticed you were swamped with children after autographs and all that sort of thing soon after you came in.
The next thing, actually get some people back and some ropes to pull it out of the bog.
It is bog there, is it?
Bog, my word, it's bog.
It looked to me to be up to the axles, but...
It's over the axles.
How tightly bound are you?
I can't move it at all with power. It'll have to be pulled back. It's bogged not as badly as the old Oiver, but it's pretty well bogged.
Do you have some rope with you?
Yes. Funny enough, bought some just on that off chance, and we are going to need it.
How are you going to be fixed for volunteers?
I think we should get someone towards the end of the day.
Perhaps some of our vintage car drivers?
I think we might manage that. They look best for the occasion.
Well, John, I better let you get back to the Silver City and see if you can get it out of the mud. Congratulations on a wonderful reenactment. The excitement on the ground was amazing. Everybody was really holding their breath as you came down. And they were very pleased. There was a sigh of relief just as you pulled up over there. And I think there was a big whoop as your tail jumped in the air as you, I think, must have hit that bit of soft ground as you spun around and bogged it, as you have done. It was a real sigh of relief. Anyway, we have vintage cars about to run over us. If you don't sort of finish off in your reenactment, maybe we'll finish off under a car. So I wouldn't like that.
We got closer than I expect. I didn't really expect to get bogged. It wasn't planned. It just happened that way. But it's been a lot of fun. I'd like to thank TCO for all the effort they put into it. It's one of these fun sort of things. It's the history of Albury that should be promoted. It's a real international sort of an event. And I'm glad that TCO's involvement in it. And you can see by the crowd that it obviously is a thing of interest to people in Albury.
Well, I can certainly say, no uncertain terms, no trouble at all from our part. John, to you, congratulations on a wonderful reenactment of the Oiver landing 45 years and a couple of days after the event.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Well, with all over bar the piping and a bit of shouting out here at the Albury Racecourse at the moment, I think we might get back to the Richard Moore Saturday afternoon music show. So from the Albury Racecourse and the reenactment of the landing of the Oiver, the KLM DC-2 Douglas airliner 45 years ago in rather terrible conditions, Ron Anderson at the Albury Racecourse.